you're listening to Vectis Radio. And in the studio with me, delighted to say, is Sally Duckworth, who is setting up the first time bank in the West Wight here on the Isle of Wight. And we were talking about the fact that it's obviously part of the Time Bank UK network, as it were. And you mentioned, I think there are 300 or so time banks across the country, and one here already on the island for a couple of years down in Ventnor. This is designed to be the first in the West Wight. And I believe that Sarah Bird, the CEO of Time Bank UK, attended an inaugural sort of launch meeting out in Moher Place at the Leisure Centre last night. How did that go?
Yes, we were really, really delighted that Sarah could come over.
Of course.
It was really an awareness raising event. And she gave a presentation and told us, you know, what was happening in the rest of the country, gave us some good examples of good practice, some really good stories about how people worked in their community together. She also sort of told us that it's not just for individual people, that organisations can join.
Oh, now how does that work? In small businesses and so on can get involved in a similar sort of way on the same basis?
Very similar basis.
Oh, I see.
So that families can get involved as a unit or businesses, organisations who feel that they would be able to give and then receive something back in return. The same principle applies. It's on a currency of hours. And every hour is of equal value, so it doesn't matter what skill and gift you're giving.
So there's no grading of skills at all, it's just time.
Yeah, and that's really a principle of the time bank, that everybody's time is valued equally.
Fine, brilliant.
And people may think that they have nothing to offer, but we would be absolutely delighted if there are people that are living in the West Wight that would like to find out more about it. We feel strongly that everybody does have a gift to offer.
And I think one of the most marvellous things which you're stressing, and if you mentioned right the way through, is the fact that everyone's skills are valued in the same way and at the same level. And I think that's very, very important, isn't it? As you say, even if there are people who feel, well, I don't really think I've got much to offer, but everyone can offer time and there is something they can do. And I think also important, do I understand correctly that you encourage people not just to give, but also to receive, so that other people can offer for their skills?
Exactly. The receiver is really important to the whole thing, because it allows other people in the community to feel that they can give and feel valued. So it's a two-way relationship.
A two-way
thing.
That's important, isn't it? Yeah. Because, I mean, a lot of people, as we know, as we have already alluded to here on the island, we are blessed with a wonderful community spirit.
Yes.
A lot of people give their time without even thinking about it to help others, their neighbours.
They do.
And so on. But this is kind of just formalising it, and people should not feel in any way, I don't even like to use the word, but embarrassed about saying, well, you know, I could receive help at the same time as giving help.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of it. You may really not like washing your car, for example, but there'll be other things that you really enjoy doing.
Sure.
So you could give, and then obviously
I think that's important, because you mentioned this earlier, and it's really about people not sort of thinking, oh, I suppose I could weed somebody's garden. That's not the approach. If you enjoy gardening and seeing the you get satisfaction and pleasure from doing whatever skill you can provide, whether it's weeding a garden, washing a car, or whatever else, it's enjoyment as much as anything, isn't it? That's important.
That's exactly it. And you know, it's also really important that you can, it's not quite like volunteering, because you can.
How would you differentiate that then?
Well, obviously with volunteering, perhaps you don't, you're not getting anything in return,
right?
Other than that, the beauty of giving. But this is slightly different, because you do have the credits which you can bank. You can save the credits and use them at a later time. Apparently in Japan, where this whole thing started about 40 years ago, people there save their credits for a time when they're older and may need
over
them
over that
later.
Long a period.
Yeah.
And
it,
does that work in a similar fashion here at Time Bank UK, over that sort of lengthy period?
Or? I'm not sure how what the length of time is that the oldest one is, but it was brought over to this country about 18 years ago.
Wow. So there's no pressure or requirement to cash in your balance, as it were.
Not at all. And, you don't make a sort of arrangement where you have to stick to something. You can dip in and dip out.
And you don't have to contribute on a regular basis. You do it as and when you can afford the time.
Whenever you can, you would meet with somebody to talk about what you'd like to be able to offer and what you also would like to receive, and then you have somebody that will help you sort of put the two of you together.
But are there occasions, where frequency or regularity is part of it in a way? Because I suppose if, you enjoy seeing a nice shiny car and polished chrome there's somebody locally who doesn't enjoy doing it or is infirm or unable to do it for whatever reason, you might set up a system where you would wash their car once a week or once a fortnight.
Possibly.
Would that be something you could do?
If it was agreed between the parties and obviously it adhered to all the time bank regulations, there are policies that we will need to follow.
And in terms of, I was going to come back to that because clearly, in terms of the local management of it, of which you will be the figurehead, people will feel that they need somewhere to go in order to understand how it works.
Yes.
In terms of the regulations and administering the time. Is it centrally held actually in a bank account, as it were?
Yes, on the software.
I see.
It shows up as credits and debits. And the people that are going to take it forward will hopefully be setting up a steering group.
Mm-hmm.
And what we will do then is receive some training about how that all works.
Good. The meeting last night with the CEO, Sarah Bird, of Time Bank UK was, I understand from you, pretty well attended.
Yeah.
So a promising start.
Yes, we had a fairly good attendance and we were lucky enough to be able to go to the West White Sports Centre. And we hope to be able to think about setting up a time bank perhaps based in the West White Sports Centre.
Ah, right.
But having hubs in other parts of the West White
so that you can reach out to the whole of the communities
where they are, because it is about that local feel of being able to help your neighbour and having and receiving the help too.
Well, it sounds absolutely marvellous.
Thank
I think
you.
before we go, Sally, if I could ask you perhaps to give people who are listening contact details so that if they want to find out more or indeed get involved directly, how can they do that?
Yeah, we'd be absolutely delighted if anybody wants to contact me to find out more. My mobile number is 07827 289 164.
Can I just repeat that if people were scrabbling for a pencil? 07827 289 164. That's your mobile.
That's my mobile. And my email, if people prefer, is sally on isleofwight@yahoo.co.uk.
Sally on Isle of Wight, lowercase, all one word as it were, no spaces, at yahoo.co.uk.
Yeah.
And people can contact you by either of those means.
Yes.
Splendid. Well, Sally, it's been such a pleasure to meet you and very exciting for the West White.
Thank you.
We wish you the very best of luck. Perhaps you'll come back and tell us in a little while how it's going.
I'd like to do that very much.
And we'd like to keep up to speed with how it develops there. But this is a very exciting project for the West White and it sounds absolutely wonderful. And as I say, We wish you the very best of luck and thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Andy.
Not
thank
at all.
You for
and I'm
going
to. Not at all. Absolute pleasure. That's why we're here.